Hey, this is Ethan McNeil. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks. We are live.
That's right. Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Keith with Keith Realty.
Yep, and I'm Ethan McNeil with Keith Realty.
And we are back again.
Yes.
With a whole nother page of things to talk about today.
Okay. There we go. Now we're
good. Okay. All right. We're trying to work on our camera positioning. Yeah. It makes us look a little flush if we're not at the right angle.
You
don't have the right lighting.
And our computer was deciding to do updates when we were trying to go live, so now we're on our phones.
There you go. So
that's the way lives were intended to be, raw and unfiltered.
That's right. You can drink some coffee so you can,
that's right,
you know, be ready to go. All right, we got all kinds of good stuff today. You gonna start with a news story, or you want me to start with my news story?
You can start with your news story.
Okay, we're talking some football today because football's getting close.
It is.
And I understand the people that's boycotting professional sports. Believe me, I understand. But anyway, I want to talk about it because I want news stories.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to talk about politics. So, I'm going to talk about football.
Sounds good.
So, the Kansas City Chiefs are finalizing a deal for their head coach and their general manager. So during the offseason, they paid their quarterback a very large sum of money, like a record-breaking deal. And now they're working on their coach and their general manager. So I would say they were happy with winning the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah.
So they're getting serious about trying to get some people locked in.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting.
We'll see.
You're not convinced it'll work?
I think Patrick Mahomes is good. I don't know if everybody else is amazing. I don't know.
Well, maybe he's good enough to, like, carry everybody else.
Maybe. That's what I think, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of like the New England Patriots and how they're like, no, we don't need Tom Brady. Well, we'll find out, won't we?
That's true, yeah. Although he is, like, my age and can't run over 2 miles an hour. But
boy, he can throw.
He can throw. That's true. So, yeah. I'd say they'll miss him for sure. Even though I'm not a New England Patriots fan, but I am a Tom Brady fan. He's one of the best.
Whoa.
So, I'm glad he left New England. Okay, I got two more news stories.
Oh, wow, two more. Okay, well, I'll just throw mine in here.
Okay.
I just saw that ListWire, which is USA Today's sports page or something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. They ranked the Colts as number 6 in the preseason rankings. So that's 6 out of 32 teams. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. And that goes along with my second.
I was surprised.
My second headline is the coach just came out and he said that they've got the strongest roster right now. Yeah. That they've had since he's been there. So that kind of goes along with your ranking there.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they're good this year. It'd be kind of nice to have a team that you know could really go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So that would be fun.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Maybe they'll bring Luck back as the backup quarterback.
I think he's done.
And then, I don't know if I mentioned this last week or not. Did I mention about the Pacers firing their head coach last week?
I don't remember.
And they're searching for a new head coach. So if you got a resume, you might want to put that online because they are looking for coaches right now.
Man.
So that would be a tough job, though, I think. But
it'd be fun, though.
It'd be fun if the players liked you. If they didn't, it probably wouldn't be too fun.
And if you got fired, that also probably wouldn't be fun.
Yeah, that too.
Feels like, okay, so like there's all these HR companies and regulations about how you can't fire employees. You have to give them so many warnings. But it seems like with head coaches, you can get fired on a whim and like not have like any
notice.
No notice. Not even really a reason. It's just like, hey, we don't like you anymore. Get out of here.
But here's the catch. If they were paying me as many millions of dollars as they do these coaches, and they come in and said, you're fired, I'd say, thanks for the how many millions of dollars you paid me over the past couple of years.
Right.
It's been fun.
What, you know, you would take it that easily?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so.
You bet I would.
I would like to see you do that.
Oh, I would. Yeah. Okay, Pacers, give me a chance and I'll show you.
You can fire me easily.
You can fire me. As long as I keep the money you've already paid me, I'll give it back.
Oh.
You can fire me if I'm not winning. That's what it's all about.
Right.
But what was the coach here? There was a coach here recently that... it was the Pacers coach. Uh-huh. They had just given him an extension because before the playoffs, they had given him an extension because everybody thought he had done so well. And then when they got swept in the playoffs, he got fired.
Oh, man.
I think it was a few months of the extension. That was kind of weird.
That's funny.
But as long as they gave him an upfront signing bonus, he may not have cared.
Yeah. Who knows? Man, that's rough.
Okay, not that anybody cares about our sports stories. But anyway, that's the news of the day.
Yeah, there you go.
So now we're moving on to our questions.
If you are live with us on Instagram or Facebook, you can comment and we will answer your questions live. I think we can see them. Yes, we can see them. And if you are watching us and it is not live anymore, you don't have to comment. You can direct message us your questions.
There you go.
So.
And we will answer
them.
We'll
answer them.
Sooner or later.
Yeah. If it's pertinent to, or if it's time pressing, we'll answer it right then. If not, we'll answer it next Tuesday.
There you go. All right. Who's doing the first question?
I can. Okay. Can you buy rentals with no money down? Will banks loan on rental properties the same as they do for a personal house? That's the first question bundled into two questions. Oh. Or two questions bundled into one question.
Oh,
I don't
know.
Yeah, you might be able to buy a rental without any money down, but it's going to have to be seller financed. So it's going to depend on if the seller is willing to finance part of that or all of that. Transaction. So if you can buy a property on contract, you might be able to get away with, I won't say no money down, because almost always in any purchase, you're going to have to put some money up for appraisals, for closing fees, for inspections. But you could get by without a huge down payment if the seller is willing to work with you. And the second question on this first question, will banks loan the same on a rental property? No, they will not. There is all kinds of, I won't say deals, but they're kind of like deals for if you're buying your own personal house. There's all kinds of government loans that are low percentage or low money down. But when it comes to a commercial loan, which is what a rental property is, a lot of banks are going to want more like 20% down, 25% down. So really a big jump between buying a personal house and buying a rental.
There you go. Okay. How long do you usually list a house for sale? Depends on where you're at.
I had this really long question that you
get. I know, I guess that one. Yeah. But see, this one's a very detailed question.
Okay.
Or answer to the very short question, maybe I should say. Okay, if you have a house that's way out in the middle of nowhere and not much goes on in your area, you could have a house listed for a while. Oh, you mean how long? Okay, so I was going to start a big story, but I won't. Okay, normally when we sign a listing contract, we do a 6-month listing contract. The reason for that is for less time than that, it really is not worth it to put your house on the market for just, you know, a month or two, because it takes time to get it out there, let people know what you have and all the details. Now, in the market we've had, if you're in a good area, obviously it sells fast, but it will not close in a week, obviously, even if you come up to an agreement on an offer quickly. So we sign a 6-month contract And that way it gives us time to work through the process. If it doesn't sell within the first 24 hours, we still have time to get it sold for you and work your way through. In the market we've had, most of the time the homes do not last 6 months. But there are exceptions to the rule. There's homes that's been out there longer than that, that's still for sale for multiple reasons. Mm-hmm. You never know what all the reasons are. But things seem to be moving pretty fast, and most of the time at this juncture in real estate, you do not have to wait the full 6 months to get it done.
Yep.
So the hopes are you're in a good location, you have it ready to show, and we can get the people in there to get a deal going fast.
There you go. Right, next question. Should I sell my land all by myself? No, you should not. You should use a real estate agent. Should I sell my land all by itself, or should I put a house on it first, which would give me more money? There you go. I got,
you got
a two.
A double question again.
Your next one is a little longer. So that all depends. You need to talk to us and let us know what the address is, what the acreage is, what the setup is, and we can tell you whether we think you would sell it for more, get more money out of just selling it as a land lot, or whether you would get more money with a house on it. Almost always you'll get more if you have a house on it, but not if you can't build it for a good price. So it just depends. Talk to us and we will help you. I will say that land usually takes longer to sell. Not always, but usually takes a little longer to sell than houses. So if you're in a hurry, you're going to have to figure out how to make that land appealing if you're not going to put a house on it.
There you go. All right. Should I sign a contract to buy a house if the seller says he won't record the contract? No. Can I make that like the shortest answer? No.
That's good.
Do not do that. If it is not recorded, it is
not really a
verbal agreement. Verbal agreement in today's society is not very good.
No.
You want things recorded. You want it on paper. You want a trail to show what you've been told and what you've agreed upon.
Mm-hmm.
Because people have a tendency to forget down the road.
They do.
So do not do anything that's not recorded.
Yes. I'll go a step further and say that a lot of times families will think that, you know, they have this agreement in the family, so they don't need to have it in writing. And there are there's one in particular business owner that has his family work with him that I'm thinking of, and he stresses the importance of having any type of agreements with families written out, because it just saves having a family dispute down the road. You want to have those things written out, even if it's family members, have something written out in writing, because it's going to save you in the long run. Even if you think you'll be okay, things happen.
Yes. It's a whole lot better to have it on paper now and not have to worry about a disagreement in the future. Then expect everyone to remember all the details.
Yes.
For sure. Okay. Now you get another two questions.
Oh, yeah, you can do that one. You can do that because I jumped on that one. Go for it.
Oh, I'm going to do this one too. Can I sublease my apartment, and how does that work? Okay. Yes, you can sublease your apartment if the contract says you may sublease your apartment.
Yeah.
So you have to read the fine print in your contract. A lot of them anymore are set up that way because, especially if you're in a college town, they know that maybe you're going to be there for a year or two, and then you may move out, or maybe you'll get done with your school earlier in the year if you're only finishing half a semester or whatever, and they know you can sublease to other people. The biggest thing is make sure you read the contract and it is stated the way you need it to be. If you sign something that says you're not allowed to sublease, then you are on the hook for that until it's done.
Yes.
How does that work? There you go again. It all depends on the contract. But normally, you are still responsible. You just set someone up to take your place. And then if they do not follow through, then it comes back on you. Mm-hmm. So you might want to make sure it's a good, reputable person that you're putting in your place. Because literally it will come back to you if they do not follow through.
Yes.
So definitely make sure the wording is correct before you sign any contracts on a lease.
Yes. I would say, if it was me, this is just a thought. I don't think I would ever sublease my apartment if I wasn't going to be around to keep an eye on it. Like if I was moving out of state or something. I would, well, I mean, if it's in a contract though, then you might need to. But the safest way I would think to sublease, I shouldn't say safest way because it's... I'm just going on a rabbit trail here, but is if you could maybe, if you're leasing a whole house and you sublease some of the rooms to people you can, you know, and trust and can keep an eye on as well, make sure that they pay you. That would be the best setup in my opinion. But then again, if there are people you don't like or are scary, then you might not want them in your house. So I don't know.
What if they pay extra?
Well, if they pay extra, then you can buy locks. yeah, don't listen. Just, you know, go with your gut feeling there.
Okay. Once again, anyone who just tuned in or has not watched us before, when you have a question pop into your mind about real estate, send it to us. It doesn't have to be while you're watching us live. It can be anytime throughout the week. And we will add that to our list for the next week. We love to answer questions.
Yep.
Even if we take you on rabbit trails.
Yes.
We'll be glad to answer your questions. So make sure you send those questions over to us. And I think we're ready for our, what, quotes of the week?
Yeah. You want to do yours first?
We're moving right along this week. We're moving on to our quotes of the week. Mine is from Jim Rohn. He says, if you really want to do something, you'll find a way.
Hmm.
If you don't, you'll find an excuse.
Wow.
There you go. Think
that's good.
I like it.
That's good. Wow. So next time you have an excuse for not showing up at your job.
There you go.
It's probably because you really didn't want to show up at the job. Man, makes things so much clearer. That's a quote you don't want your boss to hear. Okay, mine was by Nelson Mandela. May your choices reflect your hopes, not your fears.
There you go. So that is our little tidbit of wisdom this week.
Yep.
From Nelson Mandela and Jim Rohn. And Ethan and I are glad you tuned in to watch us. Don't hesitate. Send us questions.
That's right. Let us know your questions. We will let you know our answers.
There you go. All right. Have a good week, everyone.
See you guys. Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithrealty.net. That's questions@keithrealty.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.